Do you know what your biggest obstacle is for your life and for your business? No, it's not your website. And no, it's not your Instagram or any of your social media platforms. And finally, you know what else it isn't? It's not the economy. The biggest obstacle that you are facing right now is you. It's your internal saboteurs. And today, we're going to talk about those internal saboteurs. We're going to name three of the top saboteurs that women, not only in their life, but in their business, holds them back, keeps you stuck. Let's get unstuck today. Welcome back to Unveiled, Real Women, Real Talk. I'm your host, Coach Naima, and today, again, we're going to be talking about the saboteur in the mirror. What's really holding you back? So when I started talking to women about this topic, the first thing that comes up is, what is a saboteur? A saboteur is an internal, it's kind of like an internal you, we'll say that. And what it does is it convinces you, or first of all, it tries to protect you. And it may have protected you as a child, but as an adult, it becomes your worst enemy. It does exactly what it says. It sabotages your entire life. And so as a child, you develop these saboteurs to protect you. But now that you're an adult, you need to unleash the saboteurs to manage them so that they don't sabotage your life. So some of the things that could have happened with you as a child is you may have felt abandoned. And then other saboteurs that came up was maybe you became a controller now. You control everything around you, which really drives people crazy. People don't like controllers. Why? Because they don't like to be controlled. But what you do is you control the things around you and the people around you so that you can feel safe. Now, I know you're probably saying to yourself, I don't know about the saboteur thing. But again, let's go ahead and talk about the top three saboteurs that hold women back, not only in their life, but in business. But before we talk about the three, I want to make sure that you talk about the number one saboteur that is probably sitting in your head right now. And what she's saying is, you're not good enough. You can't do it. What if I fail? And that is the judge. The judge is judging you, other people, situations, and circumstances. And the judge is prevalent in your life every single day. Did you know that everyone has over 65,000 thoughts a day? Which means that most of those thoughts that are running through your head will probably be negative. And they're also negative specifically because of the environment that we have. We have TV, social media, radio, real life circumstances and experiences. And of those things, we're not shifting out all of the negativity. We often take it in. And then the saboteurs establish themselves to say, hey, we're going to do this to keep ourselves safe. And as long as you feel safe, we want you to continue this perpetuated behavior. And that is a no-no. So again, the top three saboteurs. Number one, the pleaser. How many times have you as a woman said yes when you really want to say no? And I'm sure this comes up for you more times than you can say in a day. You always are telling people yes. And inside you're saying to yourself, no, I really don't want to do that. So why are you doing it? Why are you spending the time pleasing other people? It's because you don't want to feel guilt or you don't want to feel disappointment. You don't want to disappoint other people. And one of the biggest things that pleasers do is they have a fear of losing people, situations, circumstances. So they please others. And what happens with this is you as a person, as you become a pleaser and you say yes to everyone else, you become distressed with yourself. And that is not what we're trying to do. So as you become a pleaser, your physical body begins to manifest the no. And so you literally make yourself sick. Did you know that? You are literally making yourself sick because you want to please other people. That is not how we run our business, and that is not how we run our lives. So when you feel the need to please, ask yourself the question, why do I want to please, right? So the next thing we're going to go into is focusing on not just the pleaser, but the next saboteur. The next saboteur we have is the hyperachiever. This is the woman who is always trying to achieve the most latest, greatest. She's always trying to be, oh, I need the next degree. I need the next title. I need to up level in my life, in my work, in my whatever, whatever, whatever. Hyperachieve, hyperachieve, hyperachieve. And generally, we develop this as a child because our parents constantly gave us accolades when we did things of achievement. So one of the things as young people, we ask parents, do you want your child to be successful or do you want your child to be happy? And oftentimes, parents say they want their child to be happy. But what ends up happening is their entire childhood is based on success. And so because of that, when children are, seen as, hey, you're getting all of these trophies and you won the spelling bee and you did the science competition and you won that, those accolades of success become their dopamine for success is the way to get love. So they become hyperachievers. And in those hyperachievers, they then become adults. And as you become an adult and you're a hyperachiever, some of those things do not match up. And why don't they match up? Because you are in your mind and you are constantly telling yourself, you need to hustle 24/7 so that you can make sure that you get that product out. Or you need to hustle so that you can make sure that everything happens for your business in the way that it should. And in real life, it just doesn't happen that way. So how can you change that hyperachiever? You need to quiet her down, right? And so some of these things that we talk about when we talk about the saboteurs, one of the ways to identify some of these saboteurs is when the behavior starts to kick in, because you'll notice it. You need to name it. So for me, my Judy, her name is Justine. Justine likes to come in and judge other people. And I have to tell her, Justine, girl, go sit down, right? And I have Patty the pleaser. Patty, no, Patty girl, we are not playing today. Okay, you need to go and sit down. We're not pleasing other people. You have to please yourself first. And when I have the hyperachiever, I really don't have this hyperachiever as one of my personal saboteurs. But a lot of people do, especially Black women. And so when you start thinking about this hyperachiever, what are you doing? How can I scale to the next level? All of these different things. You find yourself being resentful, burnt out, stressed, because you're trying to hyperachieve and it's really not getting you to the next level. It's getting you to exhaustion. All right. And the third saboteur who we want to talk about today is the perfectionist saboteur. Now, the perfectionist saboteur is the saboteur that everything has to be perfect, right? Perfect hair, perfect nails, perfect clothes, perfect speaking, perfect house, perfect husband, perfect friends. And that is not perfect, okay? Because it's not realistic. And perfectionist people, they say things like, if this isn't good enough, then I can't launch it. And generally, what they end up doing is stalling their business. Who wants to stall the business? If you don't want to stall the business, then you have to do it in a way that it's done, but not perfect. And some of the perfectionists are streaking right now when I start talking about this. Yes, done is better than perfect. And when you start talking about done, you have to ask yourself, can I release myself of this? And you absolutely can. But the only way to release it is to know that you are in control of only one thing, and that is you. You are not in control of how other people perceive you. You are not in control of how other people have opinions about you, even. You are not in control of what other people do, say, think, and or feel. So as long as you know that you're in control of yourself, that perfectionism can go down. So let me give you a couple of tips.
for each of these saboteurs when it comes to your business and or your life. So, for instance, the pleaser saboteur. When you say everything, say yes to everything because you don't want to upset anybody, you do a disservice to yourself. One of the things that you do with your business is probably as a pleaser, you definitely undercharge for your services. Do you do that? And when you undercharge for your services, you start looking bad and you'll start looking at that full bank account as well as all of the things that you've done for the year. And you'll realize, man, I haven't made any money. And it's probably because you undercharged. You felt guilty. You felt a sense of shame because you didn't want to charge somebody. But yet you'll purchase things where people are charging. So got to get over that, right? So one of the quick fixes is start asking, if I were a CEO running a $1 million company, would I say yes to this particular thing? So 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. And again, if you were the CEO of a $1 million company, would you say yes to that particular thing? Because saying yes, you have to value your time, your freedom. You have to value your values. And understanding your values is a prime example of pleasers being able to say yes or no. And when you know what your values are, then you're able to set boundaries in place that benefit both you and those around you. So again, pleasers, let's get into learning how to set those boundaries, understanding your values, because what you value, you protect. All right, the hyperachiever saboteur. So we talked about, okay, you hustle 24/7 and you think that your worth is tied up to how much you produce and how much, what level you're at. And it is absolutely not. It is absolutely not true. So if you had to ask yourself, what are my achievements outside of the things that are successful? Could you do it? Could you write it down? That's one thing I want you to do this week. So how does the hyperachiever affect your business? Well, again, you get burnt out. Your creativity is shot because creativity cannot exist under stress. And hyperachievers are extremely stressed people. Scaling feels impossible because you're always too busy being busy. Hyperachievers will find themselves having a lot of to-do things so they can tell people, I was busy all day, but really you sometimes haven't achieved anything, right? So how can you fix this hyperachiever? You're going to shift from doing everything and from you're going to shift from doing everything to leading everything. So instead of you doing it, CEOs don't micromanage, they strategize. So as the CEO of your company, what you're going to do is stop doing everything and now start leading everything. You are now going to take that and send it to somebody else. Guess what? I am delegating as a hyperachiever. I am going to begin to delegate that this work gets done by someone else. And the best way to do that is making sure that you're writing down your SOPs for every aspect of your business. And if you haven't done that, you definitely need to do that as soon as possible so that you can free yourself up and so that you, the CEO, can shine like you were born to be. All right, the perfectionist saboteur. Okay, she's like, oh my God, I can't post this. It's not perfect. The thing isn't looking good on Instagram or whatever you're talking yourself into. But what happens is that the perfectionist ends up delaying. They end up spending years and years and years. Oh, I wanted to create this course and it's not perfect because I haven't done all the videos yet. And, you know, once I get all the videos and then I get all the pictures and all of the things, blah, 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 blah. Perfectionist, perfectionist, perfectionist. Stop doing that. So the delay opportunities that happen as a perfectionist are extremely high. Stop delaying. The gratification will come when you get it out there. So you don't want to miss out on money and you don't want to miss out on all of these things that you could launch if you weren't worried about being perfect. So the quick fix for a perfectionist is done, again, is better than perfect. Excellence is not perfection. It's progress. All right. So now, How are we going to silence the voice and step into our CEO mode? Number one, awareness. You can't fight what you don't recognize. This is so important because people really don't believe some of these things about saboteurs and things like that, but they are everything that is making you do whatever you do. You are where your mind says you are. So literally, when you Miss Perfectionist comes up, you know, you say Patty Perfectionist or Patty, whatever you want to name her, we're not doing this today. When you think of it, you say, hey, you know what? I'm just going to complete this and I'm going to walk away. And you have to start doing this over time because this is not going to happen immediately. But these are some things. Number one, recognize it. Write it down. Write down what happened when that situation took place and how it made you feel. Because generally, perfectionist is tied to wanting to, again, please people in some kind of way. Number two, you're going to shift the narrative. When the voice says you're not ready, you're going to respond with, I'm preparing and I'm prepared enough to do it right now. And then I'll figure out as I go, right? So yeah, it's okay to figure it out as you go. And it's as you figure it out as you go, you're writing down those steps. Why? Because when you begin to analyze what worked and what didn't work, this is how you get to the optimization of your business. All right. Step three, you're going to anchor in your vision. Do you know what your vision is? Every time fear shows up, you're going to ask yourself, does this align with the woman I'm becoming? Who do you want to be? Be her now. Because if the answer is yes, this is in alignment with who I want to be, then as you continue to do the things, it becomes more and more easy for you. And ease is where we want to be. All right. The last thing is step four, CEO mindset daily rituals. Number one, what as a CEO am I going to do today? Every single day, you should already have planned the day before, if not a week before, what you're going to be doing for that day. Don't wait until that day to wake up talking about what am I going to do today. You should already know. You should have already done your weekly planning on Monday, had everything planned out for the week so that you know exactly what course of action to take as a CEO. Another thing is affirmations. Affirm what you want to believe in for yourself and your business. I lead my business with clarity and confidence. Affirm that every single day you start your business and before you actually start actions for the day. The thing is, protect your energy. Stop taking advice from people who don't have what you want. Oh my God, let me repeat that. Stop taking advice from people who don't have what you want. And sometimes these are your close family and friends. You'll share with them an idea and they will talk you down from that idea and or concept because they just don't have it and want it for themselves. So don't surround yourself with those kind of people. We know that family and friends are meant to love and care for us. But what you want to do is find a group of people who want exactly what you want so that they can continue to affirm you in those ways. You're not ditching your family and friends. You're just kind of putting them to the side when it comes to your business. They may not be the motivators that you need in order to get you to the next level. All right. So the last thing we want to do is, of course, remembering our faith-based grounding. Allah says in the Quran, indeed, Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change what is in their own souls. What does that mean? You have something inside of you that needs changing, and it is your saboteurs, right? And so what I like to tell women is that as you change, everything around you begins to change as well. Don't focus on trying to control other people, trying to tell other people what to do, trying to do stuff for other people so that their life is better. Make your life better by changing who you are, because ultimately you are only in control of you. All right. So remember, your saboteur isn't your enemy. It is a scared version of you that feels guilt and fear. What you want to do is to manage those saboteurs. And as you manage those saboteurs, you're beginning to see patterns in your behavior. And through those patterns, you're able to change your entire life. What's the call to action that you need to do this week? So after after this episode is over, again, spend a whole week writing down the saboteurs where you are pleasing, hyperachieving, and or being a perfectionist. Now, we know that there are other saboteurs that you can also be, but these are really the top three that women have a problem with. And as you're doing all of those things, don't forget about the judge, the strongest one that is always judging you, other people, situations, and circumstances. And that voice is going to be loud and strong. So shift it by writing down something positive anytime you hear a negative thought and asking yourself, how is this making me feel? And make the adjustment by writing down a truth. And the last thing I want to tell you before we get off this episode is stop lying to yourself. Stop lying about how you're feeling. It is okay to feel a specific way. But if you're lying to yourself and trying to convince yourself that you feel the way that you don't, ultimately, you're going to have some dis-ease. And that dis-ease happens in your body. So we want to be healthy from the head all the way to the feet. So stop lying to yourself. Manage your internal saboteurs, and let's get your life bossed up. Okay. All right. Until next time, we will see you in the next episode of Unveiled Real Women Real Talk. Peace out. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.